Good morning, everyone. We begin with something we discovered over the weekend. Detained Iranian-American journalist Roxana Sabiri, detained on espionage charges, was tried and sentenced to 8 years in prison for alleged espionage. It was a shock to many in the U.S. foreign policy establishment, but no more so than to the family of Roxana Sabiri. Here's her dad, Reza, on ABC.
We didn't think it could be this harsh. So we are still dizzy with that verdict.
President Obama, at a news conference down at the Summit of the Americas in Trinidad and Tobago, also reacted.
He's an Iranian-American who was interested in the country which her family came from. And it is appropriate for her to be treated as such and to be released.
In what seems to be some sort of tentative behind-the-scenes dialogue between the Obama administration and the Iranian administration, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad promised that there would be an appeal and urged the judiciary in Iran to give Sabiri a fair trial. And the Iranian Foreign Ministry today called on the U.S. to respect the decision of the Iranian court, which jailed Ms. Sabiri on Saturday for 8 years. And the head of Iran's judiciary, Ayatollah Mahmoud Hashemi Shashroudi, has ordered what he called a quick and fair appeal for the Iranian-American journalist Roxana Sabiri. Joining us to talk about whether this complicates or could possibly be a scene setter for an overture of actual dialogue between the U.S. and Iran is Robin Wright, public policy scholar at the Woodrow Wilson Center and the author of Dreams and Shadows, The Future of the Middle East. Robin, is this an opportunity for U.S.-Iranian relations or a complication here?
I think it's a complication. I think Roxana Sabiri is in many ways a pawn in this new feeling out between Iran and the United States. But her arrest and trial comes in the midst of three different factors that are intersecting at the same time and creating a very tense environment in Iran today. The first is Iran's presidential election, which is coming up in June, and comes at a juncture where, for the first time, there's enough opposition inside the country to the sitting president that he may, for the first time since the revolution, that a sitting president faces a real challenge from inside. It also comes at a time of a real economic crisis, both a domestic crisis because of the plummeting price of oil and gross mismanagement of the economy, and compounded by the international economic crisis. And third, this overture by the United States. There are those within the country who either want to sabotage any prospect of rapprochement or manipulate the process so that they are in control of it. And I think this has complicated this case far more than any of the cases of other Iranian Americans in the last couple of years who've been detained and imprisoned.
So part of it is timing, but I'm wondering if this also indicates a traditional split between the so-called clergy hardliners and the so-called moderates in the secular, more political establishment. And where does the judiciary fit in all this, Robin Wright?
Well, the judiciary will ultimately decide her fate. In terms of the appeal, there is still one last recourse, and that is an appeal to the Supreme Leader, who is effectively an infallible political pope in Iran, and he can reverse a judicial decision so that after her appeal, the one hope is that if the conviction is upheld, that the Supreme Leader might try to pardon her.
Can the Supreme Leader take some of the heat off of Ahmadinejad by doing a pardon, and that then this would be pulled out of the election campaign? Or is the incentive to actually make it the central issue in the election campaign on all sides?
Well, Ahmadinejad has actually taken a position here that encouraging an appeal and an expedited appeal, which works in her favor. This is something I think that the family would want, too, to make sure that this doesn't drag on for a long period of time. Ahmadinejad, because of pressure on him and because of this election campaign, has actually been making some noises encouraging a dialogue with the United States, although under very tough terms. Hmm. So this is where you may find that that hard line, real hard line elements within the regime who are even further on the right than President Ahmadinejad, are pushing for or have been responsible for Sabiri's case.
Well, that's the verdict, and it's sort of a disturbing one. The Roxana Sabiri case is a complication in U.S.-Iranian relations, particularly at the time of the presidential election in Iran. Robin Wright, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Robin Wright is public policy scholar at the Woodrow Wilson Center and the author of Dreams and Shadows, The Future of the Middle East. We shift now in this segment to something you may have heard. Have you ever